78 degrees. It's a little overcast. To me, that equals comfort. It's a very comfortable night here in the ballpark tonight for this ball game. Nearly 3,000 here last night. Let's see if we can top it here tonight heading into the weekend. Spikes to this point have drawn 78,253, so they will go over 80,000 in attendance tonight. The Spikes are wearing their white jerseys with the blue numerals, the blue caps, the white, the blue stripe down the side of the pants. And West Virginia picking up some stuff. They got a Goodwill. No, I'm just kidding. They're wearing their black jerseys tonight with the gold numerals, gray pants, and they're wearing the black hats with the light blue bills. Don Goller will work the plate tonight. Shakes hands with Josh Spiegel as they attempt to be on speaking terms. What? What? Brian DiDomenico will be at first, and Andrew Corkle will be down at third, and here is Rodney Martin.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able and kindly remove your caps. Please join me in welcoming Miss Shannon with Easter Seals Child Development Center here to honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem.
Miss Shannon from Easter Seals with the singing of our national anthem. It's been a great night. Her national anthem and Joe in the stylish official league hat on sale for a mere $44. And don't forget, the hat that Joe wore tonight will be disinfected. We'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
It's So time to play ball here at Medler Field, Librado Park. Nice crowd on here on this Friday night for this one. Nick Hohenstein's ready, so are we. Tonight's opening pitch at 6:35. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally flooring provider. Located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember, Joe, America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. First pitch to Williams. And it's down low for a ball. 78 degrees under cloudy skies. No threat of rain at all here at the ballpark tonight. And the pitch by Nick. In the air. Shallow center. Hex coming on. And coming out is Russell, who makes an over-the-shoulder catch for the first out of the game. Cooper was not going to be able to get to it. And Russell did. What a play by Kyle Russell. Jack O'Dowd. O'Dowd last night went 1-for-4, scored 2 runs. Had a single and a walk. Bats on the left side. The pitch outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. O'Dowd walks into the ballpark tonight with a .319 average, 2 home runs, 28 knocked in with 11 doubles. And takes a strike. It's now a ball, 1-1. Good ball, 1 strike the count. That is fouled third base side to the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. And the pitch. That's popped a foul. Third base side. Norris gives it a run. Russell gives it a run, and they run right to the stands because it's 6 rows back. Jackson at first. Pound at second. Kyle Russell at short. Grant Norris at third. Cam Buford in left. Cooper Hexton center. Austin Rocaforte in right. And Josh Spiegel behind the plate for Nick Hohenstein. O'Dowd, open stance, left-handed box. Here is the 1-2. Hit in the air, left center field, on the run and moving, and it's Buford who puts it away in left center. Two gone, and here's Jeff LaCorey. Told you the LaCorey story last night about how he'd been a pitcher and they converted him at Florida International. He's become quite a hitter, .286, 7 home runs, 43 knocked in with 16 doubles. In the second half of the year, he is 6th in RBIs with 17, and he's 4th in home runs with 3. That's foul straight back to the screen. It is 0-1. 2 outs, base is clean in the first. Corey steps in. Other games tonight, Williamsport at Mahoning Valley, and Frederick is at Trenton. 0-1 the count. Joe and I will be in Williamsport next weekend. Outside, 1-1. When we go to Williamsport, Joe is treated like a king. It's unbelievable. Bringing him gifts. Swing and a miss. High fastball. It's 1-2. 90 with that fastball. We have to provide security. It's unbelievable. They love you up there. Especially Jayhawk. Pitch. Foul straight back. It's still 1-2. You know why Jayhawk loves you? Finally has somebody to talk to. 1-2 the count. On this 78-degree night, the wind is blowing to left about 5 to 10 miles per hour. 1-2. Hohenstein, right-hander, works from the first base side of the mound and delivers way outside. It's 2-2. Curveball that time. Boy, great spin rate, though. Boy, I'd love to grade that one out. Maybe next time we'll go over the plate. Here's the pitch. That's golfed foul. First base side off the tarp, and we'll go down toward the Spikes bullpen. One of the relievers just got up and said, oh, man, I got to get up and go get the thing? What are you talking about? Not exactly an active group down there right now. 2-2 the count, and Hohenstein delivers. That's lifted foul, third base side, now to play. By the way, one note on Sunday. We know tomorrow is going to be fireworks. Sunday is also Paint the Park Purple Day because we're here to help battle Alzheimer's. So Paint the Park Purple Sunday evening at 6:35. Pitch down low, 3-2. That was borderline. Don did not give it to him, so it's 3-2. Nice little crowd out in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion tonight as he delivers. In the air, center field on the line to Hext, who backpedals there, puts it away. The inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Bears in the first. Half inning gone, West Virginia nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Great to have you here at the ballpark tonight as we go to the bottom of the first. Hey, we'd like to welcome tonight Keller Williams Advantage Realty. They're out in the picnic area tonight. And also to Powell Junior Islanders Hockey here tonight. As Eli Majic goes through his final warm-ups. Eli making his fourth start, 0-1 with a 4.15 ERA. 13 innings, just 12 hits, very good. 13 strikeouts, 8 walks. Opposing hitters, 250 against him. If he's had one issue, it's been too many wild pitches. He's uncorked four of them. Also in the ballpark tonight, Easter Seals, and happy 11th birthday to Isaac tonight. And Zach Karosis is here tonight. Zach turns 10. How about that? Great to have them here at the ballpark to see the Spikes play. And you can have your picnic here, your party here, your birthday here, your anniversary here at the ballpark with us. 814-272-1711. We'll give out Joe's personal cell number later. Here is Rocaforte. The pitch. And he takes a strike at his 0-1. Hasn't played the last two games. Austin at 250. No home runs. 9 knocked in. With 2 doubles and a triple. Even the bag at third is Will Hoyt. Swing and a miss. A little late on that one. It's 0-2. 89 with a fastball. We also want to salute JD tonight. For no particular reason. But a nice tip of the cap. The pitch. Checked it up high. 1-2 the count. Now his counterpart from West Virginia. We want to give him credit. He's been probably the most stable guy that we've had over there. Here's the set. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. Sometimes, once in a while, you can see a little rust on a player after a couple games. And that was a rusty at-bat right there. Cooper X'd. Cooper went 1-for-5 last night, stole a base, scored a run. Now at 3:30, 2 home runs, 14 knocked in, a league-leading 9 doubles, league-leading 4 triples. Hex leads the league in runs scored with 23, and is 6th in average at 3:30. Open stance, left-handed box. Majic delivers. Squares the bunt. That's a strikeout or half. It's 0-1. We talk about guys favoring third base side, first base side. Majic, for the most part, maybe slightly more toward the first base side, but I'd say, let's be fair, it's more from the middle. 0-1. And Eli delivers. Foul straight back. Hit the pitch clock. By the way, they did rescue the cat last night, which was really a marvelous moment. That is the pitch clock where the cat was hiding in the end.
It is in a safe place and will find a new home very, very soon.
Wonderful. So, I mean, is the dog at your place upset about you bringing the cat home?
I am the dog at my place.
Strike three called. Two outs. Dog loves the cat. Kyle Russell at the plate. Russell, 1-for-5 last night with a double, knocked in, a run, stole a base at 3-11, no home runs, 11 knocked in with four doubles. 2 years ago, Kyle played in the Cape Cod League with Falmouth. And the pitch, checked it, that's a strike. Well, Majic's been on point here in the opening inning. He hasn't messed around. Throwing 8 pitches, 7 have been strikes. He always works from the stretch. A lot of guys are doing that these days. And the 0-1. That is looped to right field. LaCorey comes in a few steps and jogs and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Well, at this rate, Joe will be on in about 10 minutes. End of one. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Top of the second inning in a scoreless game. Great to have you with us here at the ballpark tonight. It'll be Trace Wilhoit, followed by Connor McGuire and Alex Vergara. Will Hoyt went 2-for-4 last night. As Trace steps into the box and fouled that one straight back, it is 0-1. Three first pitch strikes for Nick Hohenstein. Will Hoyt at 299, 4 home runs, 20 knocked in, 6 doubles and a triple. First in home runs, third in RBIs, and takes a strike, gets 0-2. 320 down the left field line, 384 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, and 320 down the line, and right to the line, Country Kia corner, 0-2. Hit in the air, right field, Rocaforte drifts back, underneath it, puts it away, one gone here in the second. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, about a third full tonight. We told you earlier about the groups that are out there tonight. Goes to 8 feet high at the huge video board in left center part of the new Medler Field, Lebrano Park, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with a grandstand above it. Connor McGuire, big hit for him last night. He drove in 2 runs with a 7th-inning single. He was 1-for-4, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. McGuire at 264. No home runs, 13 knocked in with six doubles. That one's down low. It's 1-1. He'll throw that ball out of there. What a one the count. And Hohenstein delivers. Foul straight back into the booth. And JD moved out of the way. What a bunch of cowards. Here's the pitch. In the air, down the right field line, slicing foul. One and two the count. And JD has a ball. And the 1-2. Ew, that just missed. That was borderline upstairs, but he didn't get the call. It's 2-2. You know, they could throw the ball down to kids.
This is true.
You could throw the ball down to kids. Strike three, got him. First strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Our view of health care about you. And for JD with that ball right now, it is all about him. With more than 30 medical specialties, several primary care practices, we're here for you. Yes, you, JD. Learn more at mountainindy.org.
Is it going to be signed? Are you signing the ball now?
Let me put it this way. He almost needed Mountain Indy Health. Vergara didn't play in last night's game. 232, two home runs, eight knocked in, two doubles, two triples. First pitch, a strike. And for Hohenstein, five first pitch strikes out of six batters. That pitch, a strike. It's 0-2. And Nick doesn't take long. And here is the 0-2. Outside, 1-2. 93 with that fastball. It's one thing about Hohenstein. Gets the ball, says, just tell me the sign, let's move. Great guy to play behind. 1-2 in the air, left field, coming over toward the line. Buford, Cam is there, puts it away about 5 yards from the line, and the inning is over. Six up, six down. End of an inning and a half. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider. Penn State Athletics and JD.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
We want to thank Juniper Village for sponsoring Paint the Park Purple, coming Sunday night at 6:35. Well, nine batters in this game, six for West Virginia, three for State College, and they all have something in common. They've all made outs. We go to the bottom of the second of a scoreless game. Majic will face Cam Buford, Grant Norris, and Manny Jackson, 4, 5, and 6 in the Spikes batting order. Buford went 0-for-1 last night, so if you're asking why, did they take him out of the game? No, he walked four times last night. Stole a base, scored a run. He's at 260, two home runs, 25 knocked in. Of the 25, he's knocked in 23 of it in the second half to lead the MLB Draft League. He's also third in run scored with 18. holds that bat high as Majic, the left-hander, delivers. That's foul first base side. It'll get to the concourse and out of play near Dippin' Dots. 1-1 the count. No balls and a strike. And the pitch. It's up high at the letters, 1-1 the count. Just so everybody knows, JD acts like he caught the ball. Right? Okay? Instead, he ducked underneath the table, and I think it almost ruined the Pepsi machine. Outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. If the Pepsi machine wasn't there, you wouldn't have the ball. If Joe Putnam didn't dig it out, you wouldn't have the ball. Now you're over there like, I caught it. You caught it. 2-1. On the ground. Oh, what a play at first there. Goes over, steps on the bag. O'Dowd makes the play, and that was a beauty at first on the short hop going to his left. Grant Norris at the plate had a good night last night. He went 2-for-4, knocked in a run, scored a run. Now at 2-17. No home runs, 5 knocked in with a double. So just so everyone's straight, JD did not catch it, did not get it on the carom, had to be handed the ball. That is hit in the air right center field toward the gap. Long run, won't get there. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Norris around first, on his way to second, has his second double of the year. And the Spikes get the first hit of the game, and they're in business here in the second inning. What bothers me is he had his West Virginia counterpart sign the ball. And the problem is he signed the ball Paul Skeens. I'm sorry, that doesn't work. And he spelled Skeens wrong. He spelled it with a C. Kind of kills the legitimacy of it, doesn't it? Here's Manny Jackson. Hasn't played the last two games. Manny at 225, 3 home runs. He's driven in 18. Takes a strike down low. It's 0-1. Jackson hasn't played since Tuesday night. Went 0-for-5 in that game at Mahoning Valley. Actually been swinging a good bat of late. 0-1. Low and outside. 1-1 the count. TJ Pound on deck. See all that. When you look at, for those watching, you see all that. All the girders in the background. On the ground is short, backhanded in the hole by Fur. Long throw, got him. Norris holds it second. Two outs. See all the girders in the background. That actually is the new tower being built at the Mount Nittany Medical Center. I know there's a lot of construction going on at Beaver Stadium behind us for football, but when you look at that camera shot, for those who are watching, you say, well, look at all the girders. That's the new tower being built at Mount Nittany Medical Center, which is over the left field wall. TJ Pound went 0-for-1 last night with a walk. 219, he's driven in 6. And the pitch by Majic. And low in the dirt, good job by Marr to block it. It's 1-0. No advance by Norris. Scoreless here in the bottom of the second. Norris on second with 2 outs. Spiegel on deck. Pound out of Burleson, Texas. Way to the right-handed box. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball in tight at 89. It's 1-1. Wind's backed off just a bit, but still blowing to left field, less than 5 miles an hour now. A little bit of haze down the mountain range on this Friday night going toward Pleasant Gap in Bellefonte. High fastball, swing and a miss. It's 1-2, and some haze over Tussie Mountain tonight. We're going to invite fans up here to sign JD's ball since he won't give it to them. You'll at least get a chance to touch the ball when you sign it. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, got him, and the inning is over. Third strikeout, for Eli Majic. No runs, a hit by Norris, a double, but he's stranded at second. End of two. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
I'll say this, you got to give us a lot of credit. I feel like we've shamed JD into giving the ball up. I mean, he has access to 200,000 MLB Draft League baseballs. One almost kills him, and he feels attached to it. McDonald's strikeout guy is JT Marr, followed by Kendall Yule, Caston Furr. Marr in last night's game played first base. He went 0 for 3 with a walk and takes a strike. Hohenstein's been sharp getting ahead of hitters. Six first pitch strikes out of seven hitters. Scoreless on the top of the third. The pitch rolled on the ground up the middle. Diving pound can't get it into center field for the first West Virginia hit of the game. Kendall Yule at the plate. Yule went 0 for 4 last night, but he did, in an at-bat that won't count on his ledger, did knock in the winning run last night. So what they're going to do is they're going to go into the bucket, keep that ball, switch it out, and give it to – I mean, it's Joe, this stuff is diabolical. And that pitch is outside for a ball. The league has 400,000 baseballs. They have access to anyone they want. He feels like he dodges death, and he has to keep it. The pitch. It's rolled on the ground, wide of the bag at third. Now he's wearing a catcher's mask. It's kind of an extreme reaction, don't you think? One and one the count. Counterpart acts like nothing happened. Throw to first, back standing. He's calm, cool, collected. His blood pressure is 105 over 70. JD's is 200 over 150. Throw over to first, almost got him. He hasn't properly scored the game since the ball flew by his head. He claims it was going to hit him in the chest. Throw to first, got back, still 1-1 the count. We got the exit speed on the foul ball. It was actually 17 miles an hour. That's foul back over our heads and out of play. Look at him. Look, he's so jumpy. Oh, oh my goodness. He's going to pull a Todd Bartley and put the window down. And bring in extra plexiglass. One and two, the count on Yule. Here's the pitch. Up high, 2-2. They're going to go down to the West Virginia dugout. They're going to switch out of baseball. And they're going to say, look, this is the ball. I know how you guys operate. Two and two, the count. Here's the set and the pitch by Hohenstein. Swing and a miss, strike three upstairs. Second strikeout for Nick Hohenstein in the ballgame. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health, fourth in a row. Mount Nittany Medical Center named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. So if something had happened to JD, they could have cured him. One of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide, and hot dogs are being delivered as we speak. Fresh, hot, right off the grill. Threw down to first. Kasten Furr did not play in last night's game. 3-16, no home runs, 12 knocked in with a couple of doubles. First pitch to him, a ball. One ball and no strikes. Short lead off of first, the 1-0 count. And that one dropped. Boy, that was a little bit inside of the borderline that time, but still called a ball. It's 2-0. Mentioned Furr did not play in last night's game. And the pitch. It's on the ground, wide of the bag at third. 2-1 the count. Ninth hitter in the order. One out. With Marr on first, scoreless game, top of the third. All the action so far has been in the press box. All the drama. And there goes the runner. Pitches high for ball. Throw to second by Spiegel. Not in time. And Marr steals second. Count now 3-1 on Furr. I just feel like this incident, to be frank with you, Joe, is a cry for help. The 3-1 count and the pitch. Oh, oof. Ball four, sorta. Yikes. First and second. With one out, and here's T.J. Williams, who popped out. Fine play over the shoulder catch by Kyle Russell in the first, which was before the J.D. foul ball incident. Some are saying it marred the game. I feel like that episode of Seinfeld. Hey there, pretty boy. Here's the pitch. Squares the bunt. Takes a strike, it's 0-1. Good curveball that time by Hohenstein, it's 0-1. So the first mini-jam he's had to battle out of. Norris is even at the bag at third. Jackson up on the grass at first. Middle infield, double play depth. Outfield, not deep in center or left, a little deeper in right. But Rocaforte usually plays a little deeper. 0-1. Popped him up. Sky high. This one may burn up on reentry. Norris makes the catch in fair territory, two outs. They made those same noises when J.D. finally got the ball. Woo! They're just showing signs of joy. Jack O'Dowd flew out to Buford and left in the first inning. He's 0-1. Two outs. Outside corner, first strike, it is 0-1. Eight first pitch strikes out of 11 hitters now for Nick Hohenstein. Wind blowing to left about 5 miles an hour. Pitch. Hide away for a ball, levels it at 1-1. First and second with two outs. We're in the top of the third of a scoreless game, each team with a hit. Here's the set. 1-1. Up high, 2-1 to O'Dowd. Went curveball that time, but release point wasn't great. 44 pitches so far for Hohenstein. 30 have been strikes. Here's the pitch. Line to right field. That's going to fall for a base hit to put West Virginia up. Rocaforte gets it in right field. One run will score. O'Dowd to second, and he gets in there in time. 1-0 on the RBI double by Jack O'Dowd. As Marr scores from second, and Furr gets to third. So for O'Dowd, that is his 29th RBI. Remember, he started the season in June, the first week with West Virginia. That's thus the 28 RBIs. 1-0 West Virginia. Here's Jeff LaCorey, who flew out to center field the first time. You have to go out and get the gear from O'Dowd. Now they bring it back to the third base coaching box. Hohenstein will work from the windup with second and third, two outs. That is fouled to our left. J.D., get up. It's not near you. He went over to the Cheese Shop Printers.com box. Yards away from you. The pitch. Man. 1-1 the count. Borderline upstairs. Good curveball. 1-1 the count. Hohenstein looks in, got that green glove, and delivers. Foul straight back to the screen. 1-2 the count. If you want, I can go over to Pagula and get you a hockey mask. 1-2 the count. And with two outs, here's the pitch. Way outside, even at 2-2. 1-0 West Virginia in the top of the third. They've got a run on two hits plus a walk in this inning. Hohenstein's 2-2. It's on the ground to second. Pound has it. Sidearm to first and ends the inning. But a run on two hits and two left. And at the end of 2.5, 1-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, so we go to the bottom of the third inning. The Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Eli Majic now working with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. We'll face Josh Spiegel, Knox Preston, and back to the top of the order, Austin Rocaforte. You're not going to put in for a workman's comp claim, are you? I mean, the ball never touched you. Here's Spiegel, doubled last night, and takes a strike. It's 0-1. Josh went 1-for-4 with that double. 246, a home run, 6 knocked in, now 2 doubles. Just worried about J.D. gaming the system now. Here's the pitch. Slow roller, foul, third base side. It's 0-2. My heart rate's way up. I'm putting in a workman's comp claim. For what? 0-2 on Spiegel. Down 1-0, bottom of the third. And the pitch. It's fouled back to the screen. Look, it was to the right. Okay. You can get up now. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. It's low and outside. 1-2. Now, you talk about purpose pitches. That was a good purpose pitch. It was right around the plate, near the zone, makes a hitter think. And Josh didn't take the bait. It's 1-2. Set by Magic. And the 1-2 coming up. Hit high in the air to right field. LaCorey drifts back now over toward the line and makes the catch. One gone to open up the bottom of the third. Knox Preston at the plate went 2-for-4 last night with a walk, lifting his average to .287 with a home run and 16 knocked in with 5 doubles and a triple. He is the DH tonight after being the catcher last night. And Preston in the right-handed box. And the pitch. And he waved at that one. He just wasn't sure. 0-1 the count. Jerry Cheevers, the famed Bruins goaltender, once threw out an opening pitch at a Spikes game at Lowell. 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. His mask used to have all the, and he would do it in red stitches as to where the puck would have hit. J.D., 0-2 the count and the pitch. Low and outside. See, I related it to a Spikes game. I was a witness. I was there. I think when I was there and it happened, you were 6. But I was there. 1-2 the count and the pitch. Foul tip into the mitt. Strike 3 got him. That's strikeout number 4 for Eli Magic. His first strikeout victim is the guy striding to the plate, Austin Rocaforte, who struck out swinging in the first. Except for the Norris double, the Spikes have not been able to get anything going yet. Down 1-0 here at the bottom of the third. Youngster downstairs wearing a Saquon Barkley shirt. Dugout's up here. Now somebody else with a Roberto Clemente jersey on today. Hello, dugout. Hello, dugout. Good to see you. Mark's here with him. Pitch misses for a ball. Want to know the count. Dugout sit. You should see when I do it that with JD. It's really great. Want to know the count. Outside corner for a strike. Hello, Doug. Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, JD does the same thing. Scratches the same way. 1-1 the count. Watch out. Baseballs come in here sometimes. 1-1. That's outside and high. 2-1 the count. Big night for you, dugout. You doing all right? Huh? Good you. One year old. Getting to be a big boy now. Good. There we go. Sit. There we go. Oh, there we go. All right. Now just remember, okay? And swing and a miss. It's 2-2. The fingers are not part of the biscuit. Fingers are not part of the biscuit there, big dog. Oh, now he's diseased. 2-2 the count. Set by Magic with a 1-0 lead. The pitch. Hit foul. First base side will clear the roof toward Porter Gardens and out of play. It's still 2-2. Now he's going to eat the cell phone. Great. 2-2 the count. Kids love dugout. Love them. And he loves the kids. 2-2. Hit left center field. That is going to fall for a base hit. Rocaforte, big turn. Now he's going to go for second, and he is going to head first slide and get himself a hustle double. He read it perfectly, and he really did a great job of lulling them to sleep. He really decoyed them coming around first, and then he took off. And Rocaforte in scoring position with two outs for Cooper X, who struck out swinging in the first. You love everybody, don't you, Dugout? Yes, you do. You get treated so well in here. We loved Bob, but Dugout has been tremendous. New baseballs brought out for home plate umpire Don Goller. And let's see if Hex can drive in his 15th run. 1-0 West Virginia. August 29th is the final bark in the park. And the pitch. Outside and low, 1-0 the count. September 3rd is the final home game of the season. August 29th is the final bark in the park. J.D. will be here for all of them with Purolator security to protect him. The pitch outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. To be honest with you, if he had been sitting maybe 6 inches to the right, it probably would have hit him square in the chest. I mean, that's how close, actually, in reality, the foul ball was. 2-0. And the pitch. Rolled on the ground, foul first base side, past the camera well, 2-1. The difference is he's turned it into such a dramatic event. I mean, the West Virginia guy dived on him like he was in Secret Service. 2-1 the count. Check second, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. High fastball at 89. You'll be here on August 29th. I know you will, Dugout. With your compadres, I know. Yeah. 2-2 the count. Russell on deck hoping for a shot. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Major gets him again. And that is his fifth strikeout of the ballgame. No runs, another double, but stranded at second. End of three, 1-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network presented by...
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
News is, as we go to the top of the fourth with West Virginia leading 1-0, is that we have talked J.D. out of a workman's comp claim. I'm here for management. I'd like to point out, J.D., for a fee I would see it your way, but you don't have any money. Middle three innings, Joe Putnam.
Oh, Nick Cohenstein with a breaking ball.
Tell me I'm wrong.
In tight, 1-0.
Tell me I'm wrong. No. Look at how the kid dresses.
1-0. Lifted in the air down the left field line. Buford toward the corner. Reaches out and makes the catch as he heads to the 325 marker in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. A lot of youngsters were awaiting a souvenir, but not quite.
This is a night, Joe. I don't feel like the ball's carrying well tonight.
Nope. Well, David Carpenter is well acquainted with this ballpark, and he remarked to his team after last night's game, especially when Cooper Hex was able to run down Jack O'Dowd's ball in right center. He's like, yeah. Guys, this is a big ballpark. Yeah. And the pitch to McGuire fouled away first base side. And when the air is a little on the damp side, as it is tonight, as it was yesterday, it's going to make it that much harder to really generate the power you need to get it out of here. 0-1. Soft liner taken on a hop by Pound. He'll throw to first for the out. Jackson's there, two away.
I mean, look, the power alleys here are better than 380 feet.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between this and a lot of ballparks. It's not that it's 320 down the line and 325 down the left field line. That's not it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the power alleys being in 380 plus.
And again, this ballpark originally built to the exact dimensions of PNC Park in Pittsburgh. It's been adjusted a bit, but it's still 387 to left center. And the first pitch to Vergara, breaking ball swung on and missed, 0-1.
Yeah.
0-1 count. Breaking ball upstairs. Yeah. Evens it up.
Yeah, I went to a Red Sox-Pirates game, and Connor Joe hit it to the notch.
Yes.
And he hit it off the fence at the notch for a double. It was also the last extra base hit the Pirates had.
Grounder on to short. Taken by Russell. Throw to first in time. And Nick Cohenstein with a 1-2-3 fourth inning as the Spikes trail West Virginia 1-0.
Should we hold back one hot dog for J.D.? It's been a tough night.
Maybe. We'll see. See how we feel. To the bottom of the fourth, 1-0 West Virginia. Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I, Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by your Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Kyle Russell, Cam Buford, Grant Norris, the 3-4-5 hitters due up for the Spikes here in the bottom half of the Toyota RAV fourth inning. West Virginia leading 1-0 on Jack O'Dowd's RBI double. Two hits aside, no errors either way, and the first pitch to Russell, the Spike shortstop, number three hitter in the order tonight. He is at a edge for strike, 0-1, 89 miles an hour from Eli Majic, the left-hander, facing the Spikes for the second time in a span of 6 days in the 0-1. Outside a ball, 1-1. This was the pitching matchup Saturday night, this past Saturday, at Kendrick Family Ballpark. Majic for the Black Bears. Hohenstein for the Spikes. Major gave up two runs in the first inning, three total in 4 2/3 in that game, and took the loss. Pitch to Russell, cued foul at the plate. Plane starting to fly in overhead. Looks like it's on its way departing Happy Valley. Russell, by the way, also the Nittany Cards Plus Topps Triple Threat. As the pitch swung on and missed, unfortunately the triple threat goes by the boards there, but anytime the number three hitter at a Spikes game picks up a triple, it's a free pack of Topps cards for a lucky row. And it can head to Nittany Cards Plus on South Atherton Street to get those Topps cards. But Majic now with six strikeouts tonight. That's as many in 3 1/3 innings as he had in 4 2/3 on Saturday. Cam Buford's 0-for-1, grounded out to first. His first chime up. The pitch upstairs for a ball. 1-0. Tim Battle, Spikes manager, coaching at third. Lastings Millage, hitting coach, over at first. 1-0 to Buford. The lefty Majic delivers outside, a ball 2-0. 89 on the fastball there. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Upstairs for a ball, 3-0. This is the second game of this seven-game homestand. Second game of a four-game series here, the long weekend series against the Black Bears. Off day on the schedule on Monday, then three next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday here at the ballpark. It's a 3-0 pitch, a strike. 89 over the outer half of the plate, 3-1. There are now, after tonight, there will be 10 home games remaining on the Spikes 2024 schedule. We are definitely in the home stretch as the 3-1 lifted in the air, first base side. The count is full. Ten out of the last 17 games for the Spikes will be here at Medler Field at Loprano Park to round out the second half of the 2024 season. The 3-2. That is low for a ball in the count. Or rather, the walk issued to Buford. That is the first base on balls for Eli Majic tonight. And no surprise, it's Cam Buford that draws it. He had four of them last night. Just one off a Spikes record, which was set last season in the first half by Addison Smith early on in the 2023 campaign. He had five walks in a game. But with four walks in the game, Cam Buford actually matching a couple of big leaguers, Matt Curry and Tommy Edman, among several others on that list with four. Grant Norris clubbed a double his first time up. Takes a strike down and in on the corner, 88 miles an hour. 0-1 the count. Norris with his Penn State teammate from this past spring, JT Moore, behind him. Catching tonight for West Virginia. Throw to first gets Buford back standing. 0-1 the count, and a lot of great moments for the Nittany Lions this spring here at the new look Medler Field at Loprano Park, and those two guys at and behind the plate produced a lot of them as the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. Fastball once again from Majic. Grant Norris continuing on here as a member of the Spikes. Very happy to be back in Happy Valley this summer with the State College Spikes. The 1-1 pitch lifted foul first base side and heads toward the suites. Ricochets down to the concourse below and into the back row of seats there in section 107. 1-2. Majic with a throw to first. Buford back standing. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League this evening. Two other games in action. Mahoning Valley leading Williamsport 1-0. Bottom of the second inning at Eastwood Field. And Frederick up 1-0 on Trenton. Going to the bottom of the second inning there. Buford takes off for the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. But the throw to second not in time. So strikeout number 7 for Eli Majic tonight to retire Norris, but Buford moves into scoring position with the fight for the Spikes' first stolen base tonight. The College had 5 of them as a team last night, and Cam Buford was one of those base stealers, one of 5 players with 1 apiece. Now he's up for Manny Jackson. The left-handed hitting first baseman is 0-for-1 with a ground out to short this evening. Spikes have 2 hits. They're both for extra bases, but looking to tie it up as West Virginia holds the 1-0 lead here in the bottom half of the Toyota RAV 4th inning. And the pitch in tight for a ball, 1-0. Trenton coming into tonight's action. Again, they are trailing against Frederick after losing when the Keys were able to come back and win at Trenton Thunder Ballpark last night. But Trenton still in first, a game up on Mahoning Valley. As the 1-0, strike on the outer edge, 1-1. Spikes currently in third place in the second half standings, 2.5 games back of the Thunder. West Virginia in fourth place, 3 games back. So just a half game differential between the Spikes, who are 14-12 here in the second half, and the Black Bears, who are 13-12. The 1-1, and Jackson lines this one toward right field, drops in and rolls to the gap. That'll bring in Cam Buford, and Jackson around second, and he wants third. The relay throw from McGuire is not in time, and it's an RBI triple for Manny Jackson to tie it up at 1 here in the bottom of the 4th. Manny tagged that one 101 miles an hour off the bat, and it just kept on going. His first triple of the season. And the Spikes' 3rd hit as a team. They've all been for extra bases. And Manny Jackson contributes with 2 outs in the inning as well. I can recall Dave Tremblay, who managed the Spikes the last couple of seasons. Tim Battle learned under him last year. First pitch to T.J. Pound, swung on and missed 0-1. But Dave constantly preached over the past 2 seasons to the Spikes. 2 outs scoring can really demoralize the opposition. And Pound sends it to right center field on the run, lunging and diving to make the catch. Yule takes it away. Could have been another 2-out RBI extra base hit, but instead it's the 3rd out of the inning. However, the Spikes score the tying run on the RBI triple by Jackson. 1 runner left on base. End of 4 here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It is 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
JT Moore comes back to Happy Valley, and he's the McDonald's strikeout guy to start off the top of the 5th inning in what is now a tie game. But he swings the first pitch, bounces it foul first base side, 0-1. But JT singled, stole second, and scored. In the 3rd inning, the lone Black Bears run to this point. That ball rattling around Phillip Bryant, crowd pleaser, tossing the ball into the seats from right field. And Moore fouls it off the area below the public address booth. And back down to the crowd below. Ronnie and Jen are okay, though. 0-2 the count. The pitch to Moore. Fades outside. JT lays off. Ball one. Moore had better than an RBI per game with the Nittany Lions this spring. And the 1-2, and this one bounced past the diving pound into right field. So JT Moore, 2-for-2 this evening. The leadoff man on here in the fifth for West Virginia. And Kendall Yule now the batter. The right fielder struck out in the third. As Steve pointed out, Yule did provide the game-winning RBI single last night, but will not get official credit for it because it happened in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker, and still trying to work out how to factor that into official stats. It is just a half inning in length, so it doesn't fit with the normal software back in New York, but Yule did provide that winning run. As the pitch, a breaking ball for a strike over the outer edge, 1-1 to the righty Yule. Three hits today for the Black Bears, two of them from Marr and the RBI double by Jack O'Dowd that gave West Virginia the first run of the contest. Now the 1-1 from Hohenstein, a breaking ball up and in, ball two on the curve. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the Major League ranks this evening. Royals and Reds scoreless. Bottom of the third in Cincinnati. 2-1. Grounder onto short. Could be two. Picked up by Russell. Flips to second for one. Pound on the first. Stretch by Jackson. In time for the 6-4-3 double play. The 22nd time this second half that the Spikes have turned two on the ground. Base is empty. Two down. And it's been Russell. It's been Pound. Parker Cadu. Austin Ball, and last night it was actually a 5-2-3 double play on the ground. Grant Norris firing home with the bases loaded, and then Knox Preston on to first. That one a little bit more of the conventional 6-4-3. Yeah, first pitch fastball to Kasten Furr is upstairs for a ball. Furr walked in his first plate appearance. It's the only walk Nick Hohenstein has given up. 1-0 curveball drops in for a strike. Over the heart of the plate, 1-1. Hohenstein into the windup. New Jersey native delivers low and away with the curve this time. 2-1 the count. Hohenstein with 5 2/3 innings last time out. On Saturday night down in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown. Pitch down and away. Ball three, the call. And Hohenstein with a 3-1. Fastball and a called strike this time over the outside corner. Count is full to Furr. Base is empty, two gone. A 1-1 score here in the top of the fifth inning. And the payoff pitch. Fastball is low, ball four. So Furr draws his second walk of the night. And with 2 outs, a runner aboard for T.J. Williams, the West Virginia left fielder. 0-for-2 tonight. Flied out to center field in the first inning. Popped out to the third baseman Norris in the third. Again, hits three aside, errors, none on either side. Black Bears have left two runners on base, the Spikes three. And Hohenstein now out of the stretch. First base side of the slab, delivers his first offering to Williams. It's a strike. Slider over the outer half of the plate, 0-1. Back here tomorrow, 6:35 p.m., Spikes once again meet the Black Bears, and fireworks light up the skies after the game presented by Penn State Health. 0-1 fastballs a strike. 0-2 the count. That one maybe a bit outside, but Hohenstein will take it. Tickets available for tomorrow's game right now at the Spikes ticket office, open till the end of the game, in person or by phone, 814-272-1711. Online 24-7, statecollegespikes.com. Curveball drops in, and, well, that one might have been in there, but called a ball. So evens it up from the previous pitch, I would say. Of course, any discussions moot. It's a 1-2 count. Here's this curveball down and away. Ferd does not move off first. Josh Spiegel will exchange baseballs with plate umpire Don Goller. Two balls, two strikes. Furr leading off first. He is 4 of 6 in steal attempts this season for the Black Bears. And there he goes on the 2-2, but the pitch swung on him is strike three. High heat got him. 92 miles an hour. The third strikeout tonight for Nick Hohenstein, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. No runs, a hit, one runner left. Halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park through 4.5. 1-1 our score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Josh Spiegel, Knox Preston, and Austin Roccaforte due up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 1-1 tie here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Second game of a four-game series. Also the second game of the Spikes' seven-game homestand. The last Friday night home game of the year for the Spikes. The next two Fridays on the schedule. State College will be on the road at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field next Friday night, taking on the Williamsport Crosscutters. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0 to Spiegel. Change up at 81. I should say the first half champion, Williamsport Crosscutters, is who the Spikes will be visiting next Friday night. And then at Trenton the following Friday. And the pitch down and in for a ball, 2-0. Friday after that, no games at all for the Spikes. MLB Draft League Championship game will take place on the 5th. Friday the 6th, it's season over. Two balls, no strikes, and this one lined foul, first base side, over the roof, out of play. 2-1 to Spiegel. He flied out to right field his first time up. Josh, the Greensburg native, played 3 years here at Penn State. And the 2-1 to him is outside, ball three. Spiegel, a catcher and first baseman. So Tim Battle's been able to take advantage of some of the flexibility he affords this lineup. Tonight, he's behind the plate. 3-1. Spiegel pops it up down the first baseline and fading towards the seats out of play. Oh, it knocks into a Beverage in the Rail Kings section. Unfortunately, it didn't get caught in the cup, as we have seen from time to time. It deflected off. Or was that the popcorn cup? Hard to tell from here. Hopefully that was popcorn and not a beverage. 3-2, and this one softly popped up to short. Coming in for it is Furr. He gloves it for the first out. Now Knox Preston, the batter. Preston, the Designated hitter tonight, catcher by trade out of St. Louis University. Knox struck out his first time up. Eli Majic, the West Virginia lefty, has struck out seven batters tonight. The Spikes tying the game up on Manny Jackson's RBI triple in the fourth, now trying to take the lead here in the fifth. Knox with the blue gloves, blue shin pad in the right-handed box, and the pitch, a ball in tight. 89 on the fastball. 1-0 the count, and Majic will throw the baseball out of play, and a new one from plate umpire Don Goller. Now the sun is setting, but it's still pretty light out here at 10 minutes till 8 p.m. on the East Coast. 1-0 count, the pitch. That one upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Of course, the skies will light up tomorrow night after the game. Fireworks presented by Penn State Health. It's also a Super Saturday from the PA Lottery. Great chances to win big. And after the game, kids run the bases. Presented by Mountain Indy Health, just like tonight, just like Sunday night as well. Fastball is low, 3-0 the count. And JT Marr will head out to the mound to have a little chat with his pitcher. Now, Preston has a great batting eye. His on-base percentage has been outstanding in both halves. In total, he's at .456 across both halves of the season, but even if you factor in just second-half games, it's .444. And at .444, he's actually doing worse in that category than he was in the first half. A 3-0 count, conference over, the pitch right down Broadway for a strike, 3-1. It is Paul Skeens Day in Pittsburgh on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, but the Pirates trailing the Mariners 2-1, top of the fifth. The 3-1, and a liner right back through the box to flex off second base into center field. Majic got out of the way. That one came screaming back at him, though, at 95 miles an hour, and it's best that he did get out of the way. And he instinctively threw his arms up, his hands up, but zipped over the left shoulder and kicked off the bag as Preston notches the Spikes' first hit, not for extra bases in the game, the fourth overall, but two doubles and a triple to this point before Preston's single. And now Austin Roccaforte, who recorded one of those two doubles in the third, steps in, swings with the first pitch, lifts it in the air right field, playable for Yule, who'll trot to his right, make the catch. Preston stays at first, two away. Cooper Hex now the batter, a pair of four-hit games for the center fielder in Mahoning Valley. But tonight, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Elsewhere on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Phillies lead the Nationals 2-0 top of the fourth. RBI singles for Nick Castellanos and JT Realmuto. Yankees lead the Tigers 1-0, top of the fifth. Diamondbacks lead the Rays 2-0, top five down in St. Pete. First pitch to Hex, swung on and missed. 0-1, fastball at 88. Red Sox leading the Orioles 2-1, bottom of the second. The Mets up 1-0 on the Marlins, top of the third. 0-1 to Hex. Preston leading off first, two gone. The lefty, Majic, delivers. Here's a bouncer on to first, backhanded by O'Dowd. He'll go to the bag himself, steps on it, and the inning is over. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base for the Spikes. Five innings complete. It is State College 1, West Virginia 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division 1 Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning here at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. Both starting pitchers are on schedule, so to speak, with their pitch counts. Nick Cohen seen back on the mound for the sixth. 78 pitches tonight, 49 of them for strikes. His 79th pitch, a fastball outside to Jack O'Dowd to start the sixth inning. O'Dowd brought in the West Virginia run with an RBI double in the third. He's also flied out to left. Takes a change up high, ball two. 1-1 our score here in the sixth. And Hohenstein with a 2-0. That is a strike. Fastball just above the knees on the inner half. 2-1 the count. Eli Majic for West Virginia has thrown 74 pitches, 50 for strikes. And the 2-1 fastball, strike two. Same place as the last pitch. Hohenstein gets the sign with the light green mitt. The pitch, breaking ball, slicing too far inside. The curveball at 76. On the borderline, but didn't get it. 3-2 the count. O'Dowd will be followed by Jeff LaCorey, Trace Wilhood. It's the 2-3-4 hitters in the order. And the 3-2 fastball frozen for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Nick Hohenstein tonight, brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street. Offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainnittany.org/expresscare. One gone in the sixth, 1-1 game. Here's Jeff LaCorey, serving as the DH tonight. The lefty swings the first pitch, bounces it foul behind the plate. LaCorey lined out to Hexton Center in the first, grounded out to second in the third inning. Hohenstein's 0-1. Breaking ball dips out of the zone, taken for ball one. Also on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Twins and Rangers about to get underway in Arlington. Astros and White Sox likewise in Houston, and the pitch hits him inside. Got him on the hand. That's the first hit batsman on either side this evening as LaCorey will head down to first with one gone here on the top of the sixth. Trace Wilhoit will be the next man up. And actually, it's the elbow. Well, might have been a glancing blow off the elbow. Looking at the replay right now. Tough to tell there now. He grabbed his right hand, and obviously if you're hit in a certain portion of the elbow, in the funny bone, you do feel the tingling all the way down. First pitch strike to Wilhoit on a foul tip into the mitt. 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Wilhoit has flied out to right, flied out to left in this game. 0-1, upstairs a ball, 1-1. Sky's darkening a bit down the valley. Also, a little more hazy and maybe some precipitation further north of us. One ball, one strike. Nothing doing here, of course, as the pitch is fouled away. First base side, 1-2. Should be good to go the rest of this one. And you might see different forecasts for tomorrow or Sunday here, but rest assured that this field is well prepared to withstand any precipitation, so unless it's raining heavily at 6:35, it is highly likely Spikes will be going off on time. One ball, two strikes after the foul behind home by Wilhoit. It'll be the Spikes and the Black Bears tomorrow night and Sunday as well. It's the 1-2 pitch in tight, ball two. Sunday night, Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village. They'll be out in full force on Sunday night. 2-2. Breaking ball upstairs, 3-2 the count. But you can be one of the first 75 fans on Sunday at a purple rally towel. We encourage you to wear purple to the game as we join together to fight Alzheimer's disease. And the 3-2 to Will Hoyt, sent deep to left field, turning around Buford. This is over his head and bounces into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion on one hop. It's a ground rule double, which is a break for the Spikes because LaCorey would have scored on that play. And now, coming in from third base, David Carpenter is going to join the fray, but West Virginia third base coach Antonio Caballero is maintaining something. They're going to talk about this. I wonder if they're asking, did Buford touch that ball? Well, he didn't. And it just looks like it bounced off the warning track and out of play. That's all. Just your run-of-the-mill book rule double. Of course, in the rule book as opposed to a specific ground rule that states it's a double. But it was a pretty quick conference, and it'll stay runners on second and third. I'm not sure if... Now, maybe they saw just Cam Buford raise his arms, perhaps? Nevertheless, Caballero is still in talks with third base umpire Andrew Corkle, as Jared Brown, the Spikes pitching coach, is out to the mound to have a chat. There is a right-hander that has just started to throw in the Spikes bullpen. All three Spikes catchers are in the lineup tonight, so they had to wait for Knox Preston, who is the DH, to get down to the bullpen to start the warm-ups. Meanwhile, Jared Brown, Josh Spiegel, and Nick Hohenstein conclude their conversation on the mound. Second and third, one out. If that ball doesn't bounce out of play, it scores LaCorey. But instead, he is still on base, and Nick Hohenstein, who has thrown 94 pitches so far, 57 for strikes, still with a chance to get out of the inning, perhaps. But he's going to need some help. First pitch to Connor McGuire is popped up foul territory, first base side. Jackson is there, and that's exactly what Nick needed. A first pitch pop out in foul ground. And now, with two down, Nick Hohenstein is definitively going to face Alex Vergara, the center fielder. Double-barreled action is starting up in the Spikes bullpen. And it's probably because JT Marr, a left-handed hitter, is on deck. Vergara is 0-for-2 with a flyout and a ground out tonight. Here's the set by Hohenstein and the pitch. Breaking ball. Did he go? He did not. Appeal down to first, unsuccessful. Dipped out of the zone and did look like Vergara checked his swing there. So glad the umpires concur with the booth. 1-0 the count. Of course, one of those opinions counts. 1-0. Fouled away, first base side. A little bit of a haze to the skies. Though it looks like there is a system headed towards Altoona. We'll see how it tracks on its way here, if indeed it hits us at all. The 1-1, breaking ball for a strike on the inner half, 1-2. But the hazy skies now create an odd sort of coloring up above us here. Clouds are rolling through, almost have an orange tint to them because of the haze. And the 1-2. Breaking ball lifted foul behind home. That was the 99th pitch of the night for Nick Hohenstein. Still a ball and two strikes. Two outs here on the top of the sixth. And the pitch is a called strike three. Fastball. That's Nick Hohenstein rack up his fifth strikeout of the night. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountNittany.org. And the ground rule double comes back to haunt the Black Bears as it bounced in to the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. It held the runners on second and third, and they score no runs on a hit. Two left, five and a half gone, 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Bottom half of the sixth inning. State College Spikes at a 1-1 tie with the West Virginia Black Bears. It stayed a tie as Nick Hohenstein, with runners on second and third, one out, able to force a foul out and then a called strike three. As Kyle Russell now leads off the bottom half but lifts it to right field. Yule able to chase it down. One gone. That'll bring up Cam Buford, who has scored the lone Spikes run. A ground out in the second, a walk, a steal. And that run in the fourth on Manny Jackson's triple to right center. As we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. First pitch strike, fastball. Part of the plate by Magic, who now is at 76 pitches on the night, 52 of them for strikes. The 0-1. And a liner over the leaping McGuire into right center field. Buford around first. He's digging for second. The throw will not be in time, and Cam Buford hustles in for a double. The fourth extra base hit of the night for the Spikes, the fifth overall, but Cam Buford did that work with his legs.
But that's the second hustle double of the night to go with Rocafortes.
Five doubles across both halves of the 2024 MLB Draft League season for Cam. And he is now the go-ahead run in scoring position. Tim Battle consistently has preached being aggressive and smart on the base paths, and Cam Buford has both of those qualities. As Grant Norris takes ball one outside, Grant doubled himself in the second inning, struck out in the fourth, but he notched an RBI single last night, scored another run in that game. And the pitch. Grant lays off, fastball called a strike. 1-1 the count. Trackman shows it was a bit outside, but Magic gets the break there. Buford leads off second. Wind is now blowing from right to left field. And the 1-1, grounder up the middle into center field. Cam Buford around third, and Grant Norris comes through with the RBI single to give the Spikes a 2-1 lead as Buford scores the go-ahead run. Second hit of the night for Grant, and producing now for the Spikes just like he did for the Nittany Lions this spring. And he's in a similar spot in the order, too. He hit fifth numerous times. for Penn State. He's fifth in the order tonight. And he now leads off first as Manny Jackson, who slugged that triple to right center his last time up, steps in. Six hits now for the Spikes in the game. Out hitting the Black Bears 6-4. First pitch to Manny. Fastball strike on the outer edge around the knees. 0-1 the count. Nobody currently warming up in the West Virginia pen. 0-1 from the lefty Majic. That's a strike. Fastball on the outer half again. 0-2 the count. 2-1 Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Set by Majic. There goes Norris. The pitch is outside for a ball. Bouncing throw to second and not in time. Grant Norris with the Spikes' second steal of the night. His fourth as a Spike in five attempts. And he is in scoring position now with a 1-2 count to Manny. Lefty-lefty matchup here. One of only two in the starting lineup tonight. Majic delivers. And Jackson fouls it off the netting above the third base dugout. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard update in the MLB Draft League. Williamsport has come back to take a 4-1 lead on Mahoning Valley. Bottom of the fourth at Eastwood Field. Frederick and Trenton are tied at one. Top of the fourth inning at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Here's the 1-2 from Majic. That is fouled off the handle of the bat over the netting to the concourse. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. 1-2 remains the count to Manny Jackson, and the pitch, that's foul third base side. Got a little more of the barrel on that one as it smacks off the luxury suite level. Still one out in the inning. One ball and two strikes. Norris leads off second. Set by Majic. And the pitch. Bouncer up the middle, deflects off the mid of Majic. Taken by the shortstop Furr. Throw to first in time. It'll be a 1-6-3 put out. With the assist to the pitcher there, but Grant Norris moves up to third. And once again, Majic, who just got out of the way of a liner back through the box from Knox Preston last inning, had to throw his arms up defensively and was able to deflect it to a defender. So he gets credit for the assist. But Norris less than 90 feet away taking his lead. TJ Pound at the plate, 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout tonight. Pitch in tight, and that came close to TJ's arms, but it's ball one.
Just one quick note. Remember, he has four wild pitches this year.
That's right.
That's why I said it, Joe.
And that's why I agreed. 1-0. The pitch. Lined a foul down the left field side. That one hooked towards the West Virginia bullpen where there is now right-handed action.
Stopped in the Congress. By the way, this is a really good crowd here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Moving around. Went up to 505 and was up in that box.
Yes,
awesome
indeed.
People there.
Absolutely.
Saw Chrissy.
1-1, grounded to third, taken by Will Hoyt. He'll settle, fired to first in time. The inning is over, but the Spikes move ahead.
Several nurses have volunteered to help J.D. if need be. And I said, well, he says he wasn't hit by it. And he said, he acts like he's, you know, like mortally wounded. But I said, you know, I said it missed him by, I don't know, I might have missed you by 10, 12 feet.
Inches, maybe.
No, I'll go with feet.
Spikes up 2-1, going to the seventh on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer.
with One Stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, and after Nick Hohenstein delivered an outstanding six innings on the mound, allowing one run on four hits, two walks, five strikeouts, one hit, batsman, exactly 100 pitches, 62 of them for strikes. It's now in the hands of the Spikes bullpen as Brandon Berger, the right-hander out of Seton Hill, enters the game with a 2-1 lead here in the seventh. It'll be the 7-8-9 batters, J.T. Marr, Kendall Yule, Kasten Furr, up for the Black Bears, but always up for the Spikes since day one of this franchise. Here's Steve Jones.
And I was excited to come to the ballpark tonight as I was on day one. I mean, I'm not, seriously.
No, man, there's no question.
I couldn't wait to get here. By the way, one quick note on J.D. A lot of people have been asking. There was a legal firm here that wanted to represent J.D. in a workman's comp claim, but I did not give him the card. I had never heard of the law firm Dewey, Cheatham & Howe. You ever hear of them?
I might have heard of them before.
J.T. Marr off the leg of Berger, picked up by Russell behind the back, got him. That's State College's version of 1-6-3. One out. Now, Burgert, I think, might get an inning. And then Jackie Robinson, I believe, is warming up. And I think the key is to get it to David Lee in the ninth. I'll try to be exact about this because J.D. is so off kilter right now, he can't follow the game himself. I'm telling you, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, not reputable. Fouled out of play. As much as J.D. may want to use it. 0-1 the count on Kendall Yule. Yule tonight is 0-2, wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play the last time up. Berger delivers, swing and a miss. Great break on that curveball. It's 0-2. Wind has really picked up now, blowing 5-10 toward left field. Spikes with a 2-1 lead. They've out-hit West Virginia 6-4. Hohenstein, six innings, four hits, one run. It was earned. Struck out five, walked two, and Yule gets hit by the pitch. It's under the category of the last thing you wanted to do. It is actually the first batter that Brandon Berger has hit this season between the first half and second half. Kasten Furr at the plate. He's walked twice. And you do not want to be walking the number nine hitter. But he's the guy. We talk about Nick Hohenstein walking two guys. This is the only guy he's walked. Middle infield double play depth. Spikes have turned the one tonight, which was their 22nd of the season. And now Josh Spiegel will go out to talk to Berger. David Carpenter comes out. Gives a chart to the first base coach. I think Andy Hurtado's down at third. And I think Carrera's down at first. Mound conference is over. There's one out with Furr at the plate. No pitch to him yet. As Don Goller sweeps off the plate, and we're ready to go. Spikes with a 2-1 lead. And the pitch. Outside, fastball, changeup, a 1-0 the count. Really a beautiful night out there, walking around the concourse. And a lot of people on the concourse. A good crowd here tonight. Throw to first. Oh, and he threw it away. And on to second goes Yule, and he'll make the turn, and that's the tying run, and it's the last thing you wanted to do. So you didn't want to hit him. You didn't want to throw it away. And so far, when it comes to Yule, Burgert's 0 for 2. 1-0 the count on Furr. Remember, Furr is a number 9 hitter. He's a 315 hitter. He's driven in 12. One out. Brandon to the plate. That's right down the heart. Good pitch. Change up. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. RBI single by Grant Norris to give them the lead, knocking home Buford, who had a hustle double. 1-1. On the ground to short, Russell in the big second op takes it, holds the runner, throws him out at first, two gone. Top of the order in T.J. Williams, who's 0 for 3 tonight. He popped out to short, popped out to third, and he struck out swinging in the fifth. He's been up in every odd inning in the game. First, third, fifth, and now the seventh. Yule, good lead off second. Good speed, by the way. Base hit scores him. And the pitch. That's a little bit high. Oh, boy, that was right on the borderline, too. That was right around the neighborhood. 1-0 the count. Brandon did not get that one. Burgert stares in. That glove rusting up against the left thigh. Now goes set at the letters. Looks at second and the 1-0 coming up to T.J. Williams. Breaking ball low and inside. It's 2-0. I think you'd like to do what you can to get Williams here and avoid O'Dowd. Already has a double tonight to knock in the lone West Virginia run back in the third inning. Set by Burgert. And the pitch. Outside. It's quickly 3-0. Jackie Robinson was warming, and it's still warming, in fact, in the Spikes bullpen. I think the idea is for Burgert to somehow get this last out here. Robinson goes the eighth inning to get to David Lee in the ninth. Let's see what they do. 3-0. Down low, walked him on four pitches. First and second. With two outs for Jack O'Dowd, who's 1 for 3. Jack flew to left in the first. Doubled and knocked in a run in the third. Struck out looking in the sixth. And here comes Tim Battle. And with the lefty O'Dowd out, he's going to make the move right now to go lefty on lefty. So Burgert will go two-thirds of an inning. No hits. Walked one, hit one. And will now give way to Jackie Robinson. So here comes the left-hander into the game. Robinson, the 24-year-old. Out of Austin Peay and Edmond, Oklahoma, 6 foot, 195 pounder, making his eighth appearance, his fifth in relief. Last time out against West Virginia, no decision, and he did not get credited for an out in the game. Gave up one earned run on three hits, and that was 6 days ago. Hasn't pitched since. 16 and a third for him. 11 strikeouts, 6 walks. He's hit 3. The key for Robinson here, they need him to get the last out of this inning. It's going to be a lefty-on-lefty matchup. So, Tim Battle playing the percentages here, lefty versus lefty. As Burgert is done after two outs while walking one and hitting one. Robinson will inherit first and second with two outs. and O'Dowd at the plate. So we've gone through the Jackie Robinson numbers. When he actually started his career at Louisiana Monroe and transferred to Austin Peay. And here's a guy, we talk about starts versus bullpen. This is going to be his eighth appearance and his fifth out of the bullpen. Well, the vast majority of his collegiate career was like that. He had 65 appearances in his career, and only two of them were starts. The other 63 were bullpen. And so he's used to doing it and takes over here. In his career, he gave up 83 hits and 81 and a third. So that's pretty close to 1-1. That's about what you want. He had 9.2 strikeouts per nine innings this past season. All 26 of his appearances with Austin Peay this year were in relief. Spikes with a 2-1 lead in the top of the seventh inning. And he's got one more, and then we're going to play ball. It's going to be lefty on lefty with O'Dowd at the plate. And, of course, LaCorey on deck. So playing the percentages, and let's see if this pays off. First and second with two outs. We mentioned O'Dowd, 1-for-3. Flew to left in the first. RBI double for the lone West Virginia run in the third. Struck out looking in the sixth. Jack has... against the right-handed pitcher, he has an open stance, but he is straight on in terms of his feet. Lifts that leg and swings and misses. It's 0-1. Started him out with a curveball that time. Low and away, it's 0-1. Outfield straight away, relatively deep. Robinson looks at second, delivers. Outside and low, 1-1 the count. Same story, curveball, but too far out that time. With the lefty out up, it's the shortstop Russell that's playing behind Yule, the runner at second. Pound is back in his normal spot at second base. Ooh, Jackie did not get the benefit of that one. That probably was a strike. It was borderline. It's 2-1. Robinson works from the center of the hill. The lefty looks at second, delivers. Popped him up, straight up in the air, in the infield. Robinson, the pitcher, backs away for the third baseman, Norris, and at the mound, he makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, and two left. Seventh inning stretch time at the ballpark at State College on a beautiful Friday night. 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Spikes with a 2-1 lead. Jayhawk never looked better. So it's 2-1 State College, and let's face it, Eli Major could not have given David Carpenter more than he gave him tonight. He went six innings, six hits, two runs, both earned. He struck out 70, walked only one. And Majic threw 90 pitches in this game. And this has been a game tonight where both starters did yeoman work. Majic had 90 pitches. Nick Hollenstein had 100 pitches in this game. Now, remember, Jeremy Neff at Mahoney Valley threw 113 pitches. I know Joe doesn't think I follow the games on the road. But he gave him yeoman work tonight. Both pitchers did. Josh Spiegel, Knox Preston, top of the order, Austin Rocaforte, 8-9-1 as Will Karsten takes over. Karsten with no record, a 2.45 ERA, making his fourth appearance, 3 2/3, 5 hits, 1 run it was earned, struck out 3, walked 2. Will Karsten, the right-hander, takes over. And Spiegel takes a ball, it's 1 ball and no strikes. Josh tonight is 0-for-2. He flew to right in the third. He popped out to short in the fifth. And the pitch by Karsten. Up high with a fastball at 91. It's 2-0. Here's the set, and the right-hander deals. That's down the middle for a strike. 2-1 the count. That was one where there's no doubt he was taking all the way there. Karsten to the plate. That's up the middle into center field for a base hit. Spiegel with the spike, seventh hit of the game. A leadoff single to center. So now let's see what Tim Battle wants to do. You're up 2-1. Do you want to put down a bunt with Knox Preston? Knowing how well he's hit the ball, but he's not a bad bunter either. You don't have tremendous speed at first in Spiegel. That's why you might think about bunting as opposed to, say, a Cam Buford's over there, a power hitter who can run. Spiegel's a power hitter who's got decent speed, but middle infield double play depth. He's swinging. Low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. State College. Here in the bottom of the seventh, throw to first, dives back in. Last night's game went to overtime. Spikes lost in heartbreaking fashion last night. They were inches away from winning it. 1-0. The pitch. Popped him up. Foul. JD, look, JD, it's in the parking lot. It's okay. Can you explain to me why he's now wearing a Spikes batting helmet? We're in the box. West Virginia kid's just wearing a normal hat. 1-1. Outside. Oh, man. Okay, that's a strike. 1-2. Austin Rocaforte on deck at a hustle double like Buford earlier in the game. Short lead by Spiegel at first. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. First strikeout for Karsten. Rocaforte 1-for-3. Struck out swinging in the first. Double. The hustle double to left center in the third. And flew to right in the fifth. Meanwhile, Nick Palumbo is running down to the Spikes bullpen. Nick, of course, pitched last night. Probably not available tonight. Doesn't mean he's not, but I'm saying probably. There's a strike, good pitch that time by Karsten. Dropped in a changeup that time. It's 0-1. Short lead by Spiegel at first after his leadoff single. There's now one out. Throw to first. Dives back in. Spiegel's tried to steal twice this year. He's been caught both times. That's why I was talking about maybe the bunt possibility earlier, but not now. 0-1. Pitch. Line to right field. LaCorey going toward the line. He's there, and he runs it down at the line. He dropped it. He dropped it. Everybody's safe. He dropped it. He couldn't make the catch at the line, and everybody is safe. Spiegel the second did a great job of seeing it. And that will go as a base hit. So now the Spikes definitely have something cooking. It's been a rough night for Cooper Hex, but he's had very few rough nights this season. He's 0 for 3, struck out swinging in the first, struck out swinging in the third. He grounded out the first to O'Dowd in the fifth. But this guy is a potent bat. We know it. He came in hitting 330. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Fastball at 89. He's driven in 14. He leads the league in doubles at 9. He leads the league in triples with 4. Leads the league in extra base hits with 15. Russell on deck. First and second, one out. Spikes 2-1 lead, bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch by Karsten. Backed him away, bounced it in. Good job by Farr, by T.J. Marr on the backhand. 1-1 the count. New baseball for Will Karsten. Spiegel off to his lead at second. Rocaforte at first. The pitch. Swing, and he foul tipped that one in the mitt. It's 1-2. Hext has been terrific in this spot all year. As we mentioned, he struggled a bit tonight, but that doesn't mean this guy can't do it. He's been doing it since he joined the team. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. So Karsten gets his second strike out of the inning, and now it's up to Kyle Russell, who is 0 for 3 tonight. Russell flew to right in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth, flew to right in the sixth. Russell came in at 3-11. He has driven in 11 runs. He drove in one last night with a double. Spiegel and Rocaforte are both getting big leads at second and first, respectively. They are not holding them on. Karsten to the plate. Outside corner for a strike. Turn him out with a changeup. It's 0-1. He's done a steady diet of first pitch changeups to each hitter. Karsten at the belt. Right hander works from the first base side of the mound. 0-1. Way outside. 1-1 the count. 2-1 Spikes lead. 2-8-1 State College. 1-4-0 West Virginia. Right-handed action, Spikes bullpen. 1-1 the count. He waved at him. He's so disgusted at himself. That pitch was way out of the zone, and he waved at it. It's 1-2. Kyle is not happy with himself. Buford on deck. Russell in the right-handed box waits. 1-2 the count. Karsten looks at second and deals. On the ground, slow roller to short. Picked up there. Bobbled. Everybody's safe. Furr had two shots of it, could not come up with it. It'll be an E6, and the bases are now loaded for Cam Buford. He's already hit one grand slam this year. Right now, the Spikes will settle for a base hit. He leads the league in RBIs with 25, with 23 of them in the second half. He is 1-for-2 tonight, grounded the first and the second, walked, stole a base in the fourth, hustled double, and then scored the lead run in the sixth. Outfield straight away and deep. Bases loaded, two outs. Buford waits right-handed box. Karsten deals way outside, 1-0 the count. Buford always holds that bat initially very high over his head, then brings it down. The all-time home run leader at Grambling with 46. Way outside, gets away, coming to the plate, and scoring is Spiegel, 3-1 State College. Wild pitch gets the job done there. Now second and third, and a 3-1 lead. Count now 2-0 on Buford. Here is a golden opportunity now to get a base hit and make this 5-1. Karsten 2-0. Fouled at the plate. I think he fouled it off his foot. He fouled it off his right foot. which is actually his back foot. 2-1 the count. New baseballs brought out for home plate umpire Don Goller by Jeremy Neff. 2-1 the count. Rocaforte on third, Russell on second. Plenty of speed out there. Outfield straightaway and deep. Low and outside, 3-1. Actually, the center fielder, Vergara, is now about 25 steps into right center field and deep. There's a huge gap in left center field. It's a chasm. 3-1. Inside, ball four. They walked him again. Base is loaded again. Grant Norris. Grant's had a pretty good series. He is 2-for-3 tonight with a double in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, RBI single, and stole a base in the sixth. Norris is 4-for-7 in the series. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. With his RBI tonight, he is driven in six. 3-1 State College, bottom of the seventh. 1-0 on Norris with the bases loaded, two outs. Here it is. Checked it. Did not go. 2-0 to Grant. 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Karsten does not go for the rosin. He just takes his hand and swipes it on the dirt. 2-0 from the right-hander. In the air, right field, LaCorey coming in, circling toward the ball. Underneath it, puts it away, and the threat ends. But the Spikes do get a run. And they do so on two hits. There was one error and three left at the end of seven full. 3-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Well, with the left-hander LaCorey leading off, it's going to be the left-hander Jackie Robinson still out there, who got the last out of the seventh inning. We go to the top of the eighth, 3-1 State College. LaCorey tonight is 0-for-2, flew to center in the first, bounced to second in the third, hit by a pitch in the sixth. First pitch here at the top of the eighth inning is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Robinson always works from the stretch. Outfield straight away. On the ground and underneath the glove of Jackson into right field for a base hit. So that brings the tying run to the plate, and Trace Wilhoit, who, by the way, is also the league leader in home runs with four. So middle infield will be at double play depth, but this will also be the first right-handed hitter he will face. Right-handed action continues in the Spikes bullpen. Josh Spiegel out to talk to Robinson. They don't need to buy any time for the bullpen. He's been warming up since the Spikes were at the plate. And the mound conference is over. Now remember, Spiegel has already been behind the plate for the first three Wilhoit at-bats, so he has a pretty good feel for him. Flew to right in the second, flew to left in the fourth, and doubled in the sixth inning. But it was a ground rule double to the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion that prevented a run from scoring, and now Tim Battle's going to make the move to the right-hander. So Robinson did his job to get the last out against the left-handed hitting Jack O'Dowd, got him to pop out to Norris at third. And they'll make the move here. It's going to be Philip Bryant coming in the game. So for Robinson, the one hit. Now let's see how it plays out. But I believe it's Bryant that comes in to pitch. With nobody out and LaCorey on first. But Tim Battle's doing matchups here. When O'Dowd came up, he wanted lefty versus lefty. With LaCorey up, he wanted to go lefty versus lefty. Now it's going to be the right-handed contingent coming to the plate, and he wants the righty Philip Bryant out there. So Bryant will be making his seventh appearance and his third in relief. He did pitch against West Virginia last night, going an inning and two-thirds. Struck out one, walked one. So here we go. All these games in the late innings have been tight. And Bryant gets the job here. 6 foot, 190-pound right-hander, 23 years of age, out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Pitched at Grambling. Same team as Cam Buford. 17 appearances at Grambling. 11 were starts. So he had six out of the bullpen there in a year where Grambling had a great year, winning the SWAC title, getting to the NCAAs. It was a phenomenal year for Grambling, and Buford and Bryant were big parts of that. Bryant won five games for Grambling this year. And he gave up fewer hits than innings pitched at Grambling, too. So let's see what he can get done here. Tying run comes to the plate in the home run leader in the second half in Trace Wilhoit. One for three tonight. Flew to right in the second, flew to left in the fourth, and he doubled in the sixth. So this has been all about matchups down the stretch. O'Dowd came up. Tim Battle wanted lefty on lefty. LaCorey led off the eighth. He wanted lefty on lefty. Now it's a right-handed hitter. He brings in Bryant. First pitch in there for strike. It's 0-1. Starts him out with a curveball. 0-1. No balls and a strike. Bryant goes set to the plate. In tight with a fastball at 91. It's 1-1. Middle infield at double play depth. The Spikes have turned one tonight and 22 in the season. Set by Bryant. Quick throw to first, but no tag by Manny Jackson. 1-1 the count. Nobody out. With LaCorey on first. And the pitch. Low and outside. Change up that time. 2-1 the count. Norris near the line at third. Middle infield double play depth. Outfield straight away. Buford a bit deeper in left. The pitch. Hit high in the air. Playable foul territory. First play side. Manny Jackson reaches back. Makes the catch. He almost overran at that time, but was able to make the catch. There's one out, and here is Connor McGuire, who's 0-3. McGuire struck out swinging in the second, grounded to second in the fourth, and popped out to Jackson at first in the sixth. Middle infield still at double play depth now with one out. Buford deeper in left, Hex deeper in center, shallow and right for Rocaforte. That fastball just missed on the inner half that time. 90-mile-per-hour fastball, but 1-0. Middle infield double play depth. Jackson holding on LaCorey at first. Bryant goes set at the letters. 1-0. There goes the runner, LaCorey. Swing and a miss. Throw to second and steals the bag. So the pitch was a strike. It's 1-1. And they LaCorey gets the stolen base. And for Jeff, he's now 6-for-6 in stolen bases. So it takes away the conventional double play. Bryant now has to worry about the batter. 1-1. Checked it, did not offer. 2-1. It was low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Pound shadowing him near second base, the second baseman. The pitch. It's down low, goes 3-1. More right-handed action in the bullpen. I believe that is David Lee. And the pitch. Inside, ball four. First and second now with one out. So that means the tying run is on first. The conventional double play, though, is back in play. And Alex Vergara is at the plate, who flew out to left in the second, grounded to short in the fourth, struck out looking in the sixth. Norris near the bag at third, middle infield double play depth, outfield straight away, normal depth. First and second with one out. Bryant trying to work out of this jam with a 3-1 lead in the top of the eighth inning. Looks at second, Bryant delivers. Bounce that one in, blocked by Spiegel. Everybody moves up. That'll be a wild pitch. Takes the double play off the board, and he just, look, just pitch. You got a target, throw it there. You know, everybody knows I've never been big on nibbling. I've never been big on chasing. Just pitch. You can think your way out of innings too many times. I'm going to think. Don't do that. Pitch. Up high. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes. Second and third. Tying run at second. One out. And the pitch. Popped up foul. First base side. Clears the roof and out of play. It's 2-2. Two balls and a strike. That's lined to right field. Rocaforte goes back, makes the catch. That'll score a run. It'll be 3-2. No advance, though, from second by McGuire. Two outs. Sacrifice fly for Vergara. And now it's 3-2. JT Marr is 2-for-3. Single stolen base, scored in the third. Single to right in the fifth. And 1-6-3 in the seventh off Berger. That's from the left side. The pitch way outside. 1-0 the count. 3-2 State College. West Virginia 1 in the third, 1 here in the eighth. Spikes have 1 in the fourth, 1 in the sixth, and 1 in the seventh. And they'll intentionally walk him.
Right fielder number 48, Kendall.
Here's Kendall Yule, 0-for-2. Struck out swinging in the third. 6-4-3 double play in the fifth, hit by a pitch in the seventh. Bryant goes set and delivers. Curveball in or half for a strike. Nice pitch by Phillip that time. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. First and second, two outs. Line to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Buford's up with it. He's going to fire it to the plate. Norris is going to cut it off. The game's tied at three. Kasten Furr, the shortstop now. 0 for 1. Walked in the third, walked in the fifth, and grounded out to short in the seventh. Here's the set by Bryant and the pitch. The problem is you're going to waste a terrific start by Nick Hohenstein tonight. That's the problem. 1-0 the count on Furr. Chance now for West Virginia to take the lead. Hit in the air, foul, third base side. It'll reach the seats and out of play. In fact, it may get to the roof of the luxury suites and does. 1-1 the count. Ball to strike, first and second, two outs. 3-3 our score, top of the eighth inning. Set by Bryant. Looks at second. Pitch. Bounce that one in. Good job by Spiegel to block it. 2-1. Fireworks tomorrow night here. And paint the park purple on Sunday. Both games at 6:35. 2-1. In there. Oh. Phil, you threw a strike, but it's a ball. 3-1 the count. That was a strike, but oh well. 3-1. Ball four. Bases loaded again. Here it's ninth hitter of the inning comes up. The eighth hitter of the inning comes up. It's T.J. Williams with the bases loaded now. A chance to put his team in front. Here comes Tim Battle. He's seen enough. And he's going to make the move here. So Philip Bryant able to get one out. Actually got two outs. The problem, though, has been the old Philip Bryant problem cropping up. Here at Grambling, he had more walks than strikeouts, and tonight he's walked three. So I believe Dalen Carraway, who struck out three last night, gets the ball. So Carraway takes over. And Carraway last night was sterling. One inning, faced three batters, struck all three out. This will be his 12th appearance. 11 innings, 10 runs, 9 earned, 16 hits with 14 strikeouts, walked 8, hit 2. 1-1 record with two holds, but now he's here trying to allow his team to be in a position to win it because now it's a 3-3 game with the bases loaded. And he will face T.J. Williams. Carraway, as we mentioned, pitched in last night's game. And he pitched the eighth inning last night and did not face Williams. He faced the bottom third of the order and he struck all three out. 11.45 strikeouts per nine innings for Dalen Carraway. And with the bases loaded, they need him to be good here. He will face Williams, who was 0-for-3 tonight. Williams popped to short in the first, popped to third in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth, and walked on four pitches in the seventh. And just like last night, after a bunch of clean innings early, you've had some sloppy, longer innings late. And one of the issues that the Spikes do have right now with the bullpen is this. They changed the starting rotation, so some of the guys who have been terrific going out there and pitching as relievers earlier are now in the starting rotation. Now, Caraway, of course, has been out of the bullpen all season. Began his career at Jackson State and transferred to McNeese State. Gave up fewer hits than innings pitched, 29 hits and 32 and a third. At McNeese, 7.8 strikeouts per nine innings. And in a big spot here with the bases loaded and two outs and facing T.J. Williams, who came into the game number two in the league and hitting at 372, but is 0-for-3 tonight. So the Williams average now at 358. Caraway goes set, and Dalen to the plate. On the ground, one hopper to Russell, short way to second to pound, one pitch, and they're out of it. Two runs on two hits. The bases left loaded. 3-3 to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Pitching change. Will Carstone goes one inning. Gives up two hits, one run. Struck out two and walked one. And gives way now to Jackson Kirkpatrick. 16th appearance, 2-1 with a 4.20 ERA. In 15 innings, he's given up just 9 hits, but 7 runs all earned. He has struck out 16, but he has walked 16, and he's hit 5. And Joe filed a league complaint against him. I mean, Joe, I wouldn't have done that. I mean, sometimes the ball just gets away. So 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. By the way, the ball missed J.D. by a considerable amount. Why is he wearing a Band-Aid? I don't get why he's wearing a Band-Aid. He wasn't even touched. He must think it grazed him. I think that's a sympathy Band-Aid. So here's Kirkpatrick. 16 strikeouts, 16 walks, and he's hit 5 hitters. He will face Manny Jackson, T.J. Pound, and Josh Spiegel. And Pound will hit for himself. They have a series of left-handed hitters on the bench in Ball, Hill, Jewell, and Cadu. They also have plenty of speed off the bench if they want to run for somebody. Bottom of the eighth inning of a 3-3 game. The Spikes have out hit them 8-6. Wind is blowing to left now, less than 5 miles per hour. Jackson tonight with an RBI triple. He's 1-for-3. His first triple of the year. First pitch of the bottom of the eighth inning from Kirkpatrick. Outside corner. 95. You're going to get that call. You're going to live large. But he got that call, and it's 0-1. Be nice if it was in the box. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Of course he went after it. 0-2 the count. I'll bet any amount he does not go after that pitch if the first pitch is called correctly. 0-2 the count on Jackson. Kirkpatrick, he'll keep working outside. Why not? And the big right-hander to the plate. Foul straight back by Jackson. Good piece of hitting there to stay alive. 97 with that fastball. The ball that went by J.D. was at 112 miles an hour. That's what he had it clocked at. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. He was working from behind in that at-bat. And here's Spiegel, who's 1-for-3, singled his last time. Flew to right in the third, popped to short in the fifth, singled the center, and scored in the seventh. Or no, it's T.J. Pound. Then Spiegel's on deck. If I were Pound, I'd bunt. But that's just me. The pitch. Foul tip. I mean, you've got the third baseman, Will Hoyt, way back at third. That would have put a bunt down and then been in motion on the bases. 0-1. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. That was borderline. That was close. 1-1 the count. They're in a no-doubles defense of the outfield. And last night, in late in the game last night, this paid off. They were able to get one in the warning track with relative ease because they were in a no-doubles defense. 1-1. Up high, 2-1 the count. Spiegel on deck. That pitch was at 96 that time. Almost burned a hole right in the glove. 2-1, Kirkpatrick, swing and a miss, 96-mile-per-hour fastball, count even at 2-2. Pound tonight is 0-for-3. And the 2-2, strike three, two outs. 96 with that fastball. Here's Spiegel. One for three. Flew to right in the third. Popped to short in the fifth. Singled the center and scored in the seventh. Well, Kirkpatrick hasn't messed around. For a guy that has as many walks as strikeouts, he's been firing it. And the pitch. Way outside. Bounced that one in. Mara had to backhand it. It's 1-0. Now that time, he threw a changeup. Something tells me this will be a fastball at 96-97. 1-0. Right down the heart, fastball at 96. You guys act like I've never seen the game. These guys like act like I've never seen a game in my life. I just follow along. We just go along for the ride and enjoy it. 1-1 the count. Way outside, and nearly broke Mara's glove. It's 2-1.
Steve Manuel down in the Spikes dugout camera well, I'm sure feels like he's back at the Masters in Cincinnati. Kirkpatrick, you can tell, full exertion. You can hear the grunts.
I know.
With every pitch.
2-1. And the pitch. Way outside, 3-1. And it gives you that Novak Djokovic feeling. Last time I heard that noise, J.D. was trying to avoid a foul ball. 3-1 the count. And Kirkpatrick to the plate. Ball four. All right, so the Spikes have the lead run aboard, but with two outs, and here comes Knox Preston to the plate. Jeremy Neff's job is to come out and pick up all the equipment. Thankless. One day you're a starting pitcher throwing 113 pitches. The next day you're out there picking up the other dude's gear. Here's Preston. Preston tonight is 1-for-3, struck out swinging in the third, single the center in the fifth, struck out swinging in the seventh. Spiegel not a stolen base threat at first. He's 0-for-2, short lead. Kirkpatrick to the plate, high and tight at the letters. 94 with that one, 1-0 the count. I think he was trying to aim that one. 1-0. Set. Spiegel short lead at first. Lead run. Bottom of the eighth. Strike right down the heart. That was a dart at 94. It's 1-1. Three runs, eight hits, an error for the Spikes. Three runs, six hits, an error for West Virginia. Two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. Spiegel on first. Outfield straight away. Deep, no doubles defense. Way outside with the breaking ball. 2-1 the count. To tell you the confidence they have in the fastball of Kirkpatrick. The shortstop, Furr, is several steps toward the bag at second against a right-handed hitter. Kirkpatrick, 2-1. Up high, 3-1. Again, this is where sometimes for him the wheels come off the wagon. He'll strike you out, which he's done twice this inning, but he'll also walk you. 3-1. And now Marr will go out to talk to his guy. Came in with 16 strikeouts, 16 walks, and has hit five. Well, right now he's one above the number with two strikeouts in this inning and a walk. Meanwhile, J.D. is texting home to tell them that he's okay. Something about don't believe what he's saying. 3-1 on Preston. And the pitch. That was a strike right down the middle. Fastball at 96. 3-2 the count. So Spiegel will get a head start, and O'Dowd will play behind him at first. So Spiegel will be able to take off on the pitch. There he goes, the pitch. That is fouled to our right and hits and goes down below. You know, I got to give the West Virginia guy credit. The foul ball came up, and he jumped on top of J.D. and protected him, even though it was two booths over. Now, that you can't put a price on that kind of loyalty. 3-2, Spiegel on the move, and there he goes. Checked it. Did he go? No. Ball four. First and second now with two outs and Rocaforte at the top of the order. Just seems to be a bond between those two. Rocaforte is 2-for-4 tonight. Struck out swinging in the first. Hustled double to left in the third. Flew to right in the fifth. Singled to right in the seventh. LaCorey made a great attempt to get it but could not reel it in. He's driven in nine this season. Outside corner for a strike. Starts him out at 94. It's 0-1. Pops the ball out of his glove and now resets. 0-1 the count. Spiegel on second. Preston on first. Two outs at a 3-3 game. Bottom of the eighth inning. 0-1 on Rocaforte. Foul straight back and down below. Did you see us flinch, move, anything? It's called judgment. 0-2 the count. Kirkpatrick at the belt. To the plate. Outside. Tried to bring it in that time. That was also outside. That missed. 1-2 the count. Now that's a purpose pitch, though. And that's how you should do it. 1-2 the count. Spiegel, big lead at second. They're not worried about holding him on. 1-2 to Rocaforte. on the ground, right side, picked up by O'Dowd, and to the bag, he beat it out, everybody safe. Rocaforte beat it out, everybody was safe, and Kirkpatrick was a little late getting to the bag.
And as soon as he realized he was going to be a little late, he started hustling up, and he actually dove at first, trying to tag it ahead of Rocaforte, but Austin motoring down the line, using that speed to his advantage.
Well, David Carpenter's coming out, and he's seen enough. This kid throws unadulterated heat, but it's not always accurate. And I don't think David was too enamored with the fact he was late getting over on a fundamental play.
Yep. And that's what cost him. Is it's not that he tried to dash at the end, but he was behind at the beginning.
And remember, as a right-handed pitcher, he's going to finish more toward first base anyway.
And looking at the replay, where it also where he went awry there too, indecision, which caused some mistakes. He was trying to go in feet first at first, thinking he could step in ahead of Rocaforte, and then made the quick switch to try to dive, and that cost him. He had no chance at it.
It's a terrific call by Brian DiDomenico down there, too. That was a bang-bang play, and he got it right. So, Maruskin will come in. Jack Maruskin.
And you talk about heat. There's even more coming. Maruskin was dominant with three strikeouts, also a walk, in his lone inning of work in the ninth inning on Sunday when the Spikes were up 5-4 and they held on to that one. But now in a tie game, bases loaded. If you do walk him, no place to put him. Spikes back ahead.
Yeah, I called him safe. Jeez, I mean, do you think I need you to tell me you're safe? You got it right the first time. Jayhawk. I mean, come on. You're not back in Williamsport. Come on. I mean, you're not in Williamsport right now. Hey, why don't you go over and comfort JD? Hey, geez, Joe, I don't think I needed his help. I got it right the first time.
Well, he was agreeing with you.
Should have came over and pat me on the back. It's a great call. Maruskin making his ninth appearance. All in relief. He's 1-0 with a 2.16 ERA. 8 1/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. He has struck out 15 and walked only 4. He's also hit 1. Here's Cooper Ext, who struck out 3 times tonight, grounded the first. So he hasn't had the best night, but, man, he can make up for it right here. Bases loaded, 2 outs, and the pitch. In there for a strike, 96 with that fastball. It's 0-1. Kyle Russell on deck, aching for a chance this inning. That would be good news. 2 outs. Ruskin sets to the plate. Oh, mercy me. That's a strike 0-2. You can't put a guy in a hole like that on that pitch. You haven't been calling that pitch a strike all night. Yeah. In all seriousness, has not called that pitch a strike all night. Wow. 0-2. Maruskin on its way. Checked it. Did not go. 1-2 the count. Maruskin's already have one gift. Can't give him two. 1-2 the count. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Hex trying to get into one here. 1-2. In tight. 2-2 the count. Maruskin felt he had that one. Maybe the tables for the moment are even. 2-2 the count. Spiegel is the lead run on third. 2-2. Maruskin to the plate. Swing, foul tip into the mitt. Strike 3 in the inning is over, and the Spikes go to the ninth in a 3-3 tie on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th.
18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dalen Carraway will come out for the ninth inning, and Austin Ball will take over for Manny Jackson at first. As we go to the ninth inning in a 3-3 game. So Austin Ball is now at first base for the Spikes, and he will bat in Manny's spot in the order, which is the sixth hole. So that's the one defensive change. And Spikes and West Virginia in a 3-3 game. Carraway threw one pitch in the eighth inning to get out of it. He will face Jack O'Dowd, Jeff LaCorey, and Trace Wilhoit. Lefty, lefty, righty. O'Dowd, 1-for-4. Flew to left in the first. RBI double in the third. Struck out looking in the sixth. Popped out to Norris at third in the seventh. Like Norris caught it in front of the pitcher's mound. First pitch of the top of the ninth inning from Carraway. In there for a strike. Get his own one. Comes at him at 88. Carraway looks in outfield straight away, deep. Not as deep as West Virginia's outfield, but deep. The pitch. Bounce that one in. It's 1-1. Picked up by Jeff LaCorey in the on-deck circle. Underhands it to the Spikes dugout. Ball and a strike. And the pitch. Line drive and picked up by Russell at short. One out. Hit it right on the screws, and Russell went to his left and made the catch. LaCorey to the plate. 1-for-3. Flew to center in the first. Bounced to second in the third. Hit by a pitch in the sixth. Single to right. Stole a base and scored in the eighth. 3-3 here in the top of the ninth inning. Corey bats on the left side. Carraway goes set and delivers. That's foul to our left and into the printers.com cheese shop box and out of play. It's 0-1. Light breeze blowing to left, picking up every once in a while, about 5 miles an hour, occasionally gusting to 10. Right now it's picked up a little bit blowing to left. Set by Carraway in the 0-1 to LaCorey. Here it is. On the ground, foul to the tarp. First base side, bounces back out. Carrera bounces off the base, and he'll now pick it up. It's 0-2 on Jeff LaCorey. Dalen Carraway. Got the Spikes out of a bases loaded, two-out jam in the eighth inning. Now is one out, bases empty here in the ninth, and 0-2 on LaCorey. Carraway goes set at the belt. And the 0-2. On the ground to first. Ball's got it there. Austin steps on the bag with the left foot. Two outs. So for reference, in the bottom of the ninth, the Spikes will have 3, 4, and 5. Kyle Russell, Cam Buford, Grant Norris, and the fourth hitter will now be Austin Ball. Just to file that away for the Spikes in their half of the ninth inning. Will Hoyt is 1-for-4 tonight. Flew to right in the second, flew to left in the fourth, doubled to right. It was a ground rule double in the sixth. That was to left, and then fouled out to Jackson at first in the eighth inning. Fourth hitter that Caraway has faced. He's faced two lefties, and now this will be the second righty he's faced. Caraway, the right-hander, goes set at the belt. First pitch to Will Hoyt. Low and inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes the count. Base is empty. Top of the ninth in a 3-3 game. Caraway to the plate. On the ground, foul. Third base side. 1-1. We'll have to come out of the West Virginia bullpen to get that one. Just open the gate and come out and pick it up. It's actually on the field of play. 1-1 the count on Trace Will Hoyt. Second half leader in home runs with 4. Third in the second half and runs knocked in with 20. 1-1. And the pitch. Checked it, did not go. 2-1 the count. Wind's kicked up a bit, blowing to left now. Probably still around 5 miles an hour, occasionally gusting to 10. Here tomorrow night at 6:35, fireworks after the game. 2-1. Right there, right down the heart at 90 with the fastball. It's 2-2. Then paint the park purple on Saturday, also at Sunday, also at 6:35. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com. Go to the box office. 2-2. And the pitch. Down low, runs it full, 3-2. 3-3, top of the ninth inning. Spikes have out hit them 9-6, but they're even on the board at 3-3. Each team has committed an error. Caraway with a 3-2 count. And to the plate. In the air, right field, well hit. Rocaforte on the run. That ball is going to be off the wall. Rocaforte takes it off the wall. Into second with a stand-up double is Will Hoyt. So the lead run is now on second, and McGuire coming to the plate. He tagged that one. And Will Hoyt with his seventh double of the year. He's now got 12 extra base hits on the season. And that will bring to the plate Connor McGuire. McGuire is 0-for-3. Struck out swinging in the second. Grounded to second in the fourth. Popped out to Jackson when he was in the game at first in the sixth. Walked and scored in the eighth. In fact, he scored what is right now the tying run. Tim Battle comes out, and they want to see if Rocaforte is all right. He slammed into the wall that time. And let's see if they bring in Caleb Hill to play right field. Ashley McGowan's going out to see if Austin's okay, and Caleb Hill is popping out of the dugout, and he'll take over in right field. Also means he will really isn't going to make a difference because in terms of the batting part of it, because he would be the eighth hitter in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Rocaforte will come out. So Rocaforte with a good night with 3 hits will come out. And Caleb Hill will come in. And Connor McGuire at the plate. McGuire last night had a big hit in the eighth inning last night when he drove in 2 runs. Actually, the seventh inning last night drove in 2 runs. Well, here he's in a spot now with 2 outs. He has a chance to give his team the lead. We mentioned he's 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. He has driven in 13 runs, including the two he had last night. Caraway against McGuire. Did not face him last night. First pitch. Fouled it at the plate. Owen won the count. He really tied him up in the fist that time. No balls and a strike. Tim Battle looking at his defense. Steps out of the dugout. Hill a little shallower and right. The pitch. On the ground, up the middle, backhanded behind the back, throw to first, big stretch by Ball, got him. Good play by T.J. Pound behind the bag to make the play. It didn't look promising, but then they got him, and the inning is over. The Spikes in a 3-3 game look to win it in the bottom of the ninth on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Spikes will have 3, 4, and 5 due in Kyle Russell, Cam Buford, and Grant Norris, and Jack Maruskin on the mound. Russell is 0 for 4 tonight. Flew to right in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth. Flew to right in the sixth, reached on an error in the seventh. 3-3, bottom of the ninth, first pitch. Swing and a miss, it's 0-1. Started him out that time with a cutter, it's 0-1. Buford on deck. The league leader in RBIs. 0-1, the pitch. Swing and a miss, went cutter again. 0-2 the count. Russell steps into that box. Came in hitting 311. Ruskin, 0-2. In the air, right field. LaCorey drifts over underneath it and makes the catch. One out for the Spikes in the bottom of the ninth. Cam Buford is 1 for 2. Grounded out the first and the second. Walked, stole a base in the fourth. Doubled and scored in the sixth. Walked in the seventh. We've already named J.D. our player of the game. Sometimes Joe's survival's enough. Pitch to Buford. That's in there for a strike. You just want to take a look. 95-mile-per-hour fastball, 0-1. Believe me, this guy doesn't have any trouble hitting fastballs. No doubles defense. Deep all the way around and straight away. One out. Up high, 1-1 the count. Grant Norris, who's had a big series, on deck. What a one the count. Ruskin, who wears 99. To the plate. Bounce that one in. It's 2-1. That may have been a changeup that time. Two balls and a strike. Ruskin to the plate. That missed. Close. That was borderline, and Camp got that call, 3-1. Buford with a 3-1 count. And if he gets on base, we know he can run. 3-1. Line down the right field line, slicing foul to the line. Country Kia corner, it's full 3-2. Don Goller fires the ball about to Maruskin in the mound. Three and two on Buford. Windmills the bat, Cam's ready. Maruskin, 3-2 pitch on its way. Up high, ball four. Spikes have the winning run aboard in the bottom of the ninth inning. And a guy who already has one stolen base tonight and is 12 of 13 in stolen bases this season. Let's see if it takes a couple of pitches for him to go. Norris is 2-for-4 tonight with an RBI. Double to right in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. RBI single, stole a base in the sixth. Flew to right in the seventh. Short lead, Buford. First pitch up high, 1-0 the count. Austin Ball on deck, who has not hit tonight. Buford out to his lead at first. Bigger lead this time. There he goes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw to second. Head first slide. Steals the bag. And the winning run is in scoring position with one out and a 1-1 count on Norris. He gets his 13th steal of the season. He's 13 of 14. His second steal tonight. Now they shallow up a bit in the outfield with the winning run on second. The pitch to Norris outside. It's 2-1. Ball on deck. Now slams the bat down to get the donut off the bat. Wind blowing to left about 5-10. Buford on second, the winning run, the pitch. Down low, it's 3-1 to Norris. One out here in the bottom of the ninth of a 3-3 game. And they'll intentionally walk Norris. First and second. And ball coming up. So they want to put the conventional double play into play. And ball is not hit tonight. Home run, 16 knocked in with six doubles. Went 0-for-3 last night. Digs into that left-handed box. His dad is here tonight. Maruskin set and the pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball at 96. That was a strike he swung at. It's 0-1. Outfield, normal depth because the winning run's on second. 0-1 the count with one out. And the pitch. That was not a strike, but it was called a strike. It's 0-2. That was not a strike. Sorry. Austin did not get that call, but he's got to just go right at it here. 0-2, the pitch. Foul, third base side. It goes into the suites. Down by the sandlot and out of play. It's still 0-2. Good job by Ball to stay alive there. Pound on deck. First and second with one out. Buford is the winning run on second in a 3-3 game. Bottom of the ninth inning. Ball's driven in 16 this year. Maruskin to the plate. Popped him up in the infield. Infield fly rule in effect. There'll be two outs. Put away by Furr and two outs. So it's up to TJ Pound, who is 0-for-4 tonight. Struck out swinging in the second, lined out to LeCorian right in the fourth, grounded out to Will Hoyt at third in the sixth, struck out swinging in the eighth. Winning run, Buford on second. 3-3, the pitch to TJ. Swing and a miss, it's 0-1. 97 with that fastball. 97's been his top out number. Tough guy to catch up to. 0-1 the count. Wind has died down just a bit. Ruskin goes set. Looks at Buford at second. 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. That was also a strike he swung at. 0-2 the count. 96 with that fastball. And don't expect anything else here. He's going to throw. It's just going to be a number one right here. I'd be shocked to be through something else. 0-2. High and tight. It almost got him on the shoulder. It's 1-2. That fastball at 97. Pound gets right back in there. He's ready. Ruskin goes set. Buford leads off second. 1-2 coming up. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that was not a strike he swung at. And the inning is over. And for the second straight night, we're going to go to overtime. So they will come out and they're going to put McGuire on first, and we'll come back with overtime on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So, in overtime, they will go to the bench, and Connor McGuire will not run. As they go to the bench to bring in a pinch runner, it'll be Chris Eidemann, the shortstop, and you're wondering about Eidemann. 4-for-5 in stolen bases. Caraway stays on to pitch. Here in overtime, the pitch. Squares the bunt, pulls back at the ball, 1-0 the count. Vergara is 0-for-3, but does have a sacrifice fly to knock in a run. He showed bunt there. Eidemann on first. Caraway goes set. And delivers. Squares, bunt, third base side. Picked up there. Throw to first in time. Good play by Norris. It was the best play he had, and they bunt him over to second. So there's your sacrifice hit. And here's JT Marr. Marr is 2-for-3 tonight. Single stole a base and scored in the third. Single the left in the fifth. 1-6-3 in the seventh. He walked in the eighth. So with one out and the winning run on second, Marr bats on the left side. They will walk him intentionally. They want to set up the conventional double play because, I mean, in the scheme of things, he doesn't mean anything. That's why I was surprised they didn't walk him right away. Because, again, in the scheme of things, he means nothing. Kendall Yule to the plate. What Marr means in all of this is the double play possibility. Yule is at the plate. Yule is 1-for-3. Struck out swinging in the third. wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play in the fifth. Hit by a pitch in the seventh. Will Jewell comes in for Cam Buford in left field. They just made the change now. So Jewell's in left. Haxton center. Hill in right. Ball's now at first base with Pound at second. Russell at short and Norris at third. And Jared Brown comes out to talk to Carraway. Got one out. First and second. Again, they walk Imar intentionally is just a smart thing to do. Because in terms of runs being scored, these are relevant. But he is relevant when it comes to the possibility of a double play. So it's Jared Brown out there with Josh Spiegel and Dalen Carraway. Mound conference over. Here we go. West Virginia trying to win their second straight overtime game against the Spikes. Spikes in search of that 20th home win of the season. And here is Yule. Heineman on second. And Carraway's first pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Breeze is less than 5 miles per hour, blowing to left. Outfield straight away, normal depth. Here is the set, and Carraway just backs off. Sort of faked the second, but that was sort of. It's an insult to fakes to call that a fake. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike, gets 1-1. 89 with that fastball from Dalen. Carraway stares in. 1-1 the count. One out, first and second, overtime. At the belt, to the plate. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count, went change up that time. Ball and two strikes. Carraway struck out all three batters he faced last night. Carraway goes set at the belt. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. Kasten Furr, the shortstop, is 0-for-1. He's walked three times. Walked in the third, walked in the fifth, grounded to short in the seventh, and walked in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, good block by Spiegel, no advance. You don't need any advance here because you don't want a wild pitch to create a run. And you also want to keep the force play at any base with two outs. 1-0 the count. Carraway goes set at the belt. The 1-0. On the ground a second. Picked up by Pound. Throws to first. Spikes went in it overtime. Their 20th win at Medlar Field at Librado Park this season. They're now 20-9 at home this season. The first two games of this series have gone overtime, and it's been a split between West Virginia and State College. And Dalen Carraway has been outstanding the last two nights. I don't think you could have asked more out of Dalen Carraway and what he's done the last two nights. That has been the best, the top two appearances he's had with the Spikes the last two nights. So the Spikes win it in overtime. Spikes go over 80,000 in attendance on the season on this night. We'll give you the exact number in a couple moments. But back-to-back overtime games, the Spikes missed out on winning last night by about 2 inches as Cooper Hex had a shot at it, maybe even an inch. And tonight they get the win. And Dalen Carraway, who carries Austin Rocaforte off the field, was outstanding. He came in the eighth inning in a bases loaded two-out jam, got him out of it with one pitch, scoreless ninth, scoreless overtime, and the Spikes win it. Joe Putnam is downstairs, and he's going to be talking with Dalen Carraway in a few moments. I mean, the last two nights, he has been on point on the mound. And Joe's downstairs with Dalen right now. Joe?
Down here with Dalen Carraway. And Dalen, you put it away here tonight. Came on in the ninth inning and then finished it off here in the overtime tiebreaker. What was going through your mind on the mound? What was working for you tonight?
Honestly, I just knew I had to get out. So that's it. And we play them good last weekend. And
the traditional Gatorade bath. Now the ball got wet too, but you had the sense to get the glove away before you got it. It seemed like you were accepting your fate, Dalen.
Yeah, I was. We played them good, and that's I just knew I had to get out. And they're a tough team. We always play them close, and it was going to come down to the last thing. So I had to do what I had to do and get them out.
What's it like having a defense like this behind you?
Amazing. I had a pretty good one in college, and this is even better. So I just, you know, competed. Oh, that's a no. That's a no. That's a no.
Oh, they got him a second time. Double whammy for Dalen Carraway down here. Dalen, I think we're going to let you go. We're going to see you tomorrow night for fireworks.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Dalen Carraway here. He got all mixed up, but he knocks the Black Bears down in the extra inning to get the Spikes the win. Of course, fireworks tomorrow presented by Penn State Health. We've also got Super Saturday from the PA Lottery. Paint the Park Purple presented by Juniper Village Sunday. And the Baseball Bingo Grand Finale in the last Sunday fun day of the season. Don't miss out either of the next two nights. It's been exciting here so far. Two overtime games to start this homestand. Who knows what tomorrow will bring, but for right now, we'll send it back upstairs.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate it. Numbers at the moment on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, two games and overtime in each one, and the Spikes go over 80,000 in attendance for the season as the Spikes win it and now are 20-9 at Medler Field at Lebrano Park this summer. There's been a lot of fun games in this ballpark and a lot of wins in this ballpark, and it's all part of the fun family excitement because you want to combine good, fun baseball with it, and you saw it again here tonight, and the Spikes won it. And win it in overtime. And Dalen Caraway, whom Joe talked to at the end, has been outstanding the last two nights. He struck out all three guys he faced last night. Tonight he went 2 1/3 and gave up just one hit in the 2 1/3. Now he's not going to get a win because it's overtime, but I'm going to give him a win. He's 2-1. So we'll give the Spikes the win with 4 runs, 9 hits, an error, left 13. West Virginia 3 runs, 7 hits, an error. They left 11. Caraway's 2-1. Time of the game, 3 hours and 13 minutes before 2,550. The Spikes have now drawn 80,833 at the ballpark this season. The next two nights will be spectacular. Tomorrow night, fireworks here at the ballpark on a Saturday night. So fireworks tomorrow, and they'll be presented by Penn State Health. And then coming up on Sunday, Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, Ike's Kids Club, Free Game, Iron City, Icy Light, Mango Happy Hour. Kids play catch on the field before the game, and you get to run the bases after the game. So that's 6:35 tomorrow, 6:35 Sunday. Fireworks tomorrow, Paint the Park Purple on Sunday, both at 6:35, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com. You can go to the box office or walk up. Most important thing is be here. Exciting baseball here at the park tonight. Spikes went into overtime. Game 3 of the set is tomorrow at 6:35. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.